I'm Father Seraph Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season as we approach the celebration of the Feast of Pentecost, each and every day growing more and more in the graces and the glories sent to us by the Son in the person of the Holy Spirit, all designed in order to bring us closer and closer into participation in God, to become like Christ, the one who became like us in all things but sin. Today is Thursday of the seventh week after Easter, and we will begin our meditation with the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. The prophets, who foretold the grace that was to come for you, made earnest inquiry and search concerning this salvation. They searched what time and circumstances the Spirit of Christ in them was signifying, when he foretold the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not only to themselves but to you they were ministering those things which now have been declared to you by those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Into these things angels desire to look. St. Irenaeus, in his fourth book Against the Heretics, writes, "When the King has truly come, and those who are his subjects have been filled with the joy that has been proclaimed beforehand, having aspired to that liberty which he gives, share in the sight of him, have heard his words, and enjoy the blessings he offers. No one with any sense will ask what new teaching the king has brought beyond that which had been proclaimed by those who had prophesied his coming. For the king has brought himself, and has bestowed on humanity all the good which had been prophesied beforehand, those things into which the angels desired to see." The Holy Spirit has many powers and blessings, and we've been speaking about some of these in the past few episodes of the Theosis podcast. I want to speak today about one of the most important of the powers, the graces, the blessings of the Holy Spirit, and that is the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of prophecy. Indeed, it was by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that the prophets of the Old Testament spoke of the coming of Jesus Christ, of the redemption of the world. And we have seen those prophecies fulfilled in the incarnation, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Savior. But the fulfillment of these prophecies does not mean that the Spirit of prophecy has ceased to work among us. Indeed, the Spirit continues to inspire us to speak out about our future life in God, to look forward to that time when God will be all in all, to see the coming return and victory of our Lord. The Spirit of prophecy continues to be among us, for the Spirit not only brings us to mind and helps us recall those things that God has already done in our lives, but the Spirit helps to inspire us, to offer us glimpses, to offer us hope of the future wonders, the even greater wonders that God has prepared for those who have chosen to follow Him. And so as we continue our journey through Easter, as we continue our preparation for the celebration of the Feast of Pentecost, let us continue to open ourselves to the Spirit and allow the Spirit to bring us back to mind those wondrous things that God has done for us. But let us also open our hearts, our minds, to the even greater glories, the even greater blessings that have been promised for our future. Our God is indeed a God of promises. Our God has made many promises in the history of our salvation. Each and every one He has always fulfilled. And those promises for our future, He too will fulfill for us. And so we will conclude with our prayer to the Holy Spirit. O Heavenly King, Comforter and Spirit of Truth, You who are everywhere present and fill all things, Treasury of blessings and Giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every stain. Save our souls, O gracious one.